Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
All right, everybody. War of the Words, episode number 92, man. We just keep on pumping these bad boys out. I cannot believe that we're getting close to episode 100. It seems like our first little test episode was so long ago, and I'm excited to be here. As always, you can count on us to be coming through weekly, fueled by SourceSumred, iPugilist.com, Duomachi, USA Eagle, Bad Apple, Rehydrate, man, the list goes on and on. Make sure to check us out on Facebook for that full list and more. And there's more added every day because, you know, we represent Southeast Fight community as a whole, man. And helping me do that is my co-host, as always, Kobe Wall. Kobe, what's good today, man?
What's up, man? Just another day grinding it out. Still out of town, BSing.
You still out of town playing around? Work vacation?
Yeah, still out of town. Bullshitting with work. Anyway, it's good. Just you know, working a little bit, getting the time in. What you doing today?
Man, let me tell you. First of all, to celebrate the 100th episode coming up, last night before I went to bed, I set up a poll. We got a voting poll going on, and it's going to run till Sunday. So make sure, yes, sir, make sure to post that around. It's voting for your favorite guest that we've had on the show so far. You can vote for your top three. I put what I thought was some of the more exciting guests or guests that come on more than once on that list. Also, make sure you guys listen, check it out. Kobe, you damn sure are allowed to vote as well, so get your three in, man. And I'll announce the three winners on Monday, and we're going to do something really cool for those guys.
Cool deal. I didn't know you were doing that. Sounds good, man. Mm-hmm. Who are we talking to today?
We are about to, in just a second, going to be talking to Mr. Lindsey Jones, who will be fighting for the 170 title, as you know, in Macon. Had a great show. Had a great showing last time we saw him in Macon. So this is going to be a good fight. It's definitely one of the fights I'm looking forward to the most. Lindsey Jones, Eddie Miller, both well-rounded, of course, but their submission skills are, both of them, just stand out to me. That it makes me real excited for this fight, man. Cause, I mean, they both just have kind of a unique... trait in that realm of martial arts to me, man. So I'm excited to see the stack up and get Jones on the radio here in just a second.
Yeah. I didn't know we were interviewing him today. Like I said, I've been busy, but heck yeah, man.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good one, man. And we're going to go ahead and bring him on now, man, for you guys that were excited to see him last time from his Leaping Guillotine. He is back. We'll be back April 4th at Newtown Beatdown 2, Conflict 26. Let's go ahead and get him on here. 170, number one contender, Lindsey Jones. Lindsey, what's up, man?
What's up, my man? How are you today?
I am doing fantastic, and I can tell you are in a good mood, man. How's the day been to you?
It's great, man. Just got done sparring, you know, got all my workouts done for the morning, and going to take a rest, man, and come back this afternoon and get back at it.
That's it, man. I love that. I as we get closer to fight week, this happens on the show, man. Or the guys we have on are, you know, we're always right in the middle of them getting it in and getting ready, and that just constantly fuels us on the show. I know I can speak for Kobe as well on this, man. We get pumped every day more and more by you guys. So I just once again want to thank you for taking time out in your preparation for this fight, for coming on the show, man. So, you know, we both definitely appreciate it.
Oh, it's all good, man. It's my pleasure, you know, be able to talk to y'all and have fans hear this. You know, it's all good.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. So first question, man, let's just kick it right on off, because this fight is very exciting to me. I'm a fan of both guys and what you guys bring to the table and your performances in the cage even more so. Before I ask this question, just because the internet isn't always the most reliable source of information as we know, the last time that we saw you fight was at the last conflict show in Macon. Is that correct?
That's true, man. I posted a fight in Tifton, Georgia, the week before Thanksgiving, but the fight fell through, you know, the I think a couple of days before the fight. So I went to a whole training camp for that, but it just never ended up happening.
All right. Good, man. Good. That's good, man. And you know, all things happen for a reason, because now here we are. You're coming back to Macon. You had an awesome showing last time against a very respected fighter, one that as time goes on, we have more and more guys who are either title holders or title challengers have faced in Kaven Sunken. And now you're coming back. So I guess this question is, how does it feel to be returning back to Macon, man? You know, you put your foot down there. I'm sure you gained some fans. So how does it feel to be coming back to the building for another round?
Yeah, man, it feels great, you know, coming into my hometown, you know, where I grew up and everything, and be able to fight in front of family and friends in my hometown gym, Rush MMA. You know, I have them guys there, so, man, it's going to be a great experience, and, you know, it's going to be an even better win, you know, come April 4th.
And you elaborate a little bit about your team and the people you train with? I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, I'll elaborate on it a little bit. I started training at Rush MMA, you know, a few years back, and then for this past couple of, I think the past three fights, I'm down at American Top Team in Coconut Creek, Florida, and I've been down here for a little over a month now. You know, I've been training with, you know, just a bunch of killers, man. So, you know, training's going great. I have a really good striking coach down here. I have Steve Bruno, who is my my kickboxing coach, and Chuck Hizian, who is my boxing coach. He's the boxing coach at ATT. So, man, everything's going great.
American Top Team. You know, we have a healthy amount of guys, not just in the Southeast scene, we do definitely, but specifically Conflict, who come from there or trained there, you know, and that is a very highly touted place with a lot of killers from the most elite top level. The top level go right on down. It's a great camp, and they continue to add great fighters to the Southeast, man. Of course, one of the things that makes this fight in particular, and not just to me, obviously to you and everyone else and your opponent, is that Conflict gold in the middle. And I love to ask this question about title fights because we always get such unique answers. And I'm going to ask you all the same, man. Does fighting for a title change anything about the way you think or approach a fight? Does it get you more amped up, less? Is there no change? How does this feel when you're marching in to battle for a title?
You know, it's no different than any other fight. You know, every fight, you know, I always bust my ass, you know, 7-8 weeks before the fight, getting ready, have a clean diet, man. You know, this is just another, you know, the goal I have to accomplish, man. I don't feel any different about it, you know, just have to get after it.
Exactly. And matter of fact, I want to bring Kobe in on this fact, Mr. Title Man over there.
What's up?
You know, you're also a Conflict title holder as well. When you went into your title fight, was that a similar mentality you have? Because it seems like the more and more I ask this question as time goes on, you know, when we used to ask this question, I'm not trying to purport that there's a massive wave of change. I just want your added opinion. But it seemed like back in the day we got a lot more, oh, man, this title fight got this and this and this. And now as we ease forward, it's become almost a norm to look at it as just another fight. And I think that might be a healthy thing. Can you fill it in a little bit for us, if you may?
You know, honestly, dude, I feel the same way. It's just another fight to me. It's just another day in the office. It's just another fight, you know. And it's crazy because me and Lindsay actually have a lot in common. We have once already fought the same opponent in Kaven Sunken's. And then now, in about 3 months worth, we're going to fight another of the same opponent in Eddie Miller. So I kind of feel that me and Lindsay's, we're teaming up to get a bunch of wins on the same opponents for some weird reason. But yeah, man, it's just another fight to me. I know Lindsay feels the same way. You know, after a certain time frame, it just kind of goes away with the fact of nerves and what you're worried about. It's just, you just got to fight, man. Who cares? You know?
No, I like that. I like the added answer and the connections there. I couldn't agree more. I definitely could not agree more on that. Lindsay, another question I want to ask you, and this jumps at me from your record and from seeing you fight. How important to you, in combination with the rest of your skill set, is cardio? We've seen you go to the bell. We've seen you go to it without a lot of trouble. Is that something that comes naturally to you, or is that something that you focus on for that fuel to go wherever it needs to be?
For every fight, you know, like I said, I bust my ass for it, and I'm always in great shape, so cardio is never really an issue for me. You know, I train so hard getting ready for this fight. You know, I train 2-3 times a day, and, you know, I'm always in good shape, man. It's never been a problem for me, so come April 4th, I'll be in great shape.
And to lean on that question with another, does that usually follow into once you begin your weight cut, staying in such good shape and all that stuff? Does it make the weight cut more natural, easier, or do you even have to really put a lot of focus on it? How does that work out for you in those conditions?
Well, I actually walk pretty heavy. I'm in the, you know, low 90s, you know, 90, 95 in there. But when I start dieting, you know, and I get a little lower and a little leaner, you know, I get in better shape, I have better cardio. And then as I bring it on down, I'll slowly get better and better cardio, lower weight, I guess.
I got you. It's a great approach. I brought it up a little bit earlier in the show. You know, last time I saw you, last time you fought in Macon at the first Newtown beatdown, you won with an awesome submission. Submissions, although not the defining trait of you, certainly stand out as part of your skills, as well as that cardio. Can you give us a little bit of background into what brought you to that, your background in jiu-jitsu, whatever it may be, that kind of brought us here to the style that you bring to the cage every fight night?
Yeah, so I started training Brazilian jiu-jitsu when I was around 14. I did a couple classes and different things, but the older I got, the more, you could say, my love for the sport grew. And then, man, when I was around 16, man, I started training every day. And I really fell in love with the sport. And in 2011, I ended up getting my blue belt. And then I ended up winning Nogi World in 2011. And so I really kind of rely on my wrestling and my jiu-jitsu when it does end up hitting the mat. And I was also, in high school, I was also a state champion in wrestling. And I wrestled with Team Georgia. We wrestled all over the country. So I really like to fall back on wrestling and my jiu-jitsu during my fights if anything were to happen.
And I think that's an awesome feature to have in yourself, that you can go out, you can test these new skills, you can test new things that you're learning all the time, but you have the confidence in that core skill set in yourself to know that, hey, no matter what my game plan is, what I'm trying, what I'm adding in, that I have these core skills that are so that I've tuned to a point that I know I can fall back on them no matter what happens in a fight. Does that make actually fighting and stepping in the cage when it closes easier for you mentally?
Yeah, it definitely makes it way easier when I go in there, you know, because I always believe, you know, I'll have better wrestling than the opponent I am fighting. And, you know, if shit hits the fan, I can always take them down to speak of, and then I'll submit them on the ground or hopefully get a TKO from there, my man. So it's always something comforting that I can, you know, take them to the mat if they ever get teary on the feet.
And something that I think is really interesting about this match in particular is that your opponent, Eddie Miller, has a at least on paper, you know, I don't like to compare guys because everybody's different, everybody always evolves. So, you know, this is a pictorial sort of approach. But when you look at it on paper, you guys have a similar records, similar backgrounds, even past getting into the cage with the wrestling and the submissions. Is that something that you're looking forward to testing yourself against with someone who has what appears to be such a similar skill set? Or how do you feel about that? What do you draw from this fight coming up, I guess, in those regards?
You know, this fight, you know, I guess our strengths are similar, but I believe I'm definitely the more well-rounded fighter, you know, coming into this fight. You know, his stand-up doesn't ever, you know, impress me too much. You know, I was there for the, you know, the Caven fight, and I got to see how that went. You know, I ended up missing Caven in the first round, and, you know, they went to a decision. And I personally think Caven won that fight. So, you know, going into this fight against him, we have similar strengths. You know, I think I'm the overall better fighter, especially when it comes to the speed and the wrestling. So, and I'm also in better shape than you. He'll be April 4th.
That's it, man. There you go. A well answered, man. A message out there for you know, Eddie Miller, show up for pure game time, man, because it is going to be on. And that same goes for all you fans out there, man. You know, I promise you, we were going to get into these title fights. We're on these title fights, man, and this is definitely one on this card that you guys just cannot miss. I can tell you from seeing both guys fight separately. They're amazing guys. I would make the trip to see them fight separately, but to put them in the cage together, you guys absolutely have to be here. Kobe, I want to bring you in and ask you a question. You know, you've seen both guys fight, and I'm not so much looking for a who's going to win this fight kind of answer, but in your mind, when you compare these two fighters, what kind of a story gets told in your head?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm gonna have to agree with Lindsay. I personally, this is my own personal opinion. I'm not a judge. I don't judge fights for any commission. I've not been licensed to judge fights, but I feel that that Caven won the most recent fight by a very close split decision. And you know, honestly, it probably could have went either way, but Eddie got the win. That's the way it is. And then again, I'm just gonna tie myself and Lindsay back into it. I knocked out Caven with a head kick early in the second round. Lindsay submitted him early, you know, so I kind of would give the advantage to Lindsay a little bit, but I'm excited to see how it goes. Obviously, I'm fighting Eddie next after Lindsay, so it's going to be a good fight to watch. It's going to be a good, you know, a good test to see, you know, the way Eddie performs now. Eddie is an athlete. I've trained with him a little bit. I've rolled with him a few times. He's an athlete. He's a stud. He's ridiculously strong. You know, his ground game is phenomenal. He's got a great resume when it comes to his jiu-jitsu. I'm really excited to see how this fight's going to go. So I can't say who's going to win, but I think there's a slight advantage to Lindsay, just simply based upon Lindsay's stand-up. You know, stand-up could be a little bit better. On the ground, it's going to be a tough fight. So, you know, we'll see.
And I think that's what makes these you know, these matches so awesome, especially on the conflict on our conflict card. You know, there's a little bit said about the last the one that we did went to the show. It has a different purpose. Now we're back on our normal conflict routine, and once again we return to seeing these insane matchups of just pure greatness. I don't know how Jared does it. You know, it's got to be a tough job to put great fighters that you have so much respect for and you love in a cage together, knowing one of them's got to take an L, one of them's going to take a W, but yet he does it time and time and time again, which I think is a nice standout from some of the promotions around us who, you know, have a stable of golden boys that they constantly feed rougher fighters to. And I really love, that's what makes me proud to be with Conflict, as hopefully all fighters and people involved, because they work so hard to do that, and that Lindsay knows, just as Eddie knows, that this fight is legit, that this opponent is legit. It's not a, I'm going to walk in here and get this this can W or whatnot. And I think that's phenomenal. And when you add a title in the middle, whether it influences both guys during the fight or before, it most certainly will have an effect afterwards. And no matter who wins that belt, I know Conflict will definitely be proud to have either guy as their champion. And this is just one of those fights, man. This fight is going to be freaking awesome. So, again, all you fans out there, be sure to be in Macon April 4th at the Auditorium. Man, if you haven't got your tickets, visit ConflictMMA.com promotions.com. You can check out Kobe and I Show War of the Words on Facebook. And any road will lead you to Rome, so just make sure to get on that road. Back to Lindsay, man. This is a question I ask every single show, so no exception to it. When the fans are emptying out of the Macon Auditorium April 4th after the show, what impression do you want to leave on them as they're leaving? Like, what do you want them to be talking about Lindsey Jones on that ride home?
You know, I really want them to talk about how I won the title that night and, you know, just my overall skill set. You know, I'm comfortable wherever it goes. You know, I think they're going to be very impressed with the new and improved Lindsey Jones. You know, I can't tell you how much from being down in the American Top Team and training with the best guys in the world, how much of a different fighter I am than let's say I was in September. You know, it's a completely, completely different guy walking in there April 4th.
In short, people are going to be driving home talking about, dang, that Lindsey Jones was something else, man.
Yeah.
That what we're talking
about? Looking for. Yeah, man, that's what I'm looking for, you know. I'm not here to be second place, man. I'm here to be number one, you know, 170, so my goal.
Hey, I got something to add real quick. Being with what was just said, it's funny because my last fight in Macon, my parents, my girlfriend, my brothers, his girl, you know, a bunch of my friends and family came, and I actually stayed with my parents the last two or three days of that camp and cut weight at my parents' house, which is close to Macon. So after the fight, I rode back home to my house, me and my girl and my brother, and I rode back. And I remember my dad was like, who was that white boy that fought the really big black guy that submitted him early? I was like, I don't know. I was like, you know, some of those guys I didn't know. And I looked it up. He was like, whoever that kid is, he's good. He's like, he's good. He's going to be something one day. He's like, he's really good. Come to find out, he's
talking
about Lindsey.
We've already had a case of it.
We've already had a case of it. It's already happened.
I like that. We're just going to keep on pushing the envelope. Lindsey, man, I always like to take a time out. We're jumping down to about the last 5 minutes or so of the show. I always like to take a time to pause, then we're going to jump to the brick in the wall. Always like to take a minute to pause and let you thank any sponsors, friends, family helping you get ready for this fight, any cool new music you heard or new Xbox One game that everybody should be playing. Whatever you got, I want to hear it.
Yeah, man, I want to thank everyone here at American Top Team. You know, I want to thank Steve Bruno, you know, Chuck Izzian, and Fahumpa, and Cole Miller, Buddy Mitchell, and Steven Eakin. You know, they're some of the greatest people I've ever been around. And, you know, man, they're awesome guys. And, you know, I'd like to thank my training partners, Colby Covington, you know, Luis Santos. You know, I've been training with Lamar Brown some. You know, he's a good guy to, you know, really imitate Eddie. You know, he's also a great guy to, you know, train with. You know, thankful for all these people, man. Listen to the Joe Rogan podcast also, man. Open your mind up and stuff.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, absolutely. And speaking of the Joe Rogan podcast and opening your mind, don't forget you can join us on War of the Words now every Sunday for Cerebral Sundays, where we get our MMA philosophy on and talk about the human experience inside MMA. It's a really fun thing that we've been doing where we get a little more in-depth. We don't talk so much about punching in the face as we do as the journey to it. So, if you like a cerebral mind walk, man, tune in with us. On Sundays, man, Lindsey, I'd love for you to tune in on Sunday, man. Check it out. I think you guys would like that. It's a whole new thing we're doing.
What time Sunday?
But also, Joe Rogan all dang day. Yeah, to give you something to do after the fights. Day after the fights, you can listen in, man.
Of course I am. Definitely. Love to listen.
That's
to
it. Absolutely, man. We appreciate all the love and support. It's what we do, man. You know, instead of chasing UFC fighters, we love being out here with the folks on their journey, on their way up. And on that note, Kobe, you know it is time for the brick in the wall. What you got for us today, man, on this at the five-minute mark?
I'm going to talk a little bit about this next fight. Sorry about that. You know, Lindsey, without giving any secrets away, and I know you're a lot like me, so there's really no secrets, but, you know, what do you have to do to be successful in this fight? You know, what is it that you've got to do to win this fight? You know, I know what you've got to do, but I just want to hear it out of your mouth. What do you got to do to beat Eddie Miller and be the next 170 champ?
Well, I think I can beat Eddie in every single position in the fight, to tell you the truth. But I think the area that I can win the fight easiest is definitely on the feet. See how it goes, man. Like, we can either stay on the feet or we can end up on the mat. But wherever it goes, I definitely feel confident that I can have the dominant position in the fight. Finish it from there, my man.
Yeah. So, with that being said, you feel that Eddie is lacking in the stand-up?
I'd say he's inexperienced in the stand-up. You know, his ground game is definitely very good. You know, I've seen him in fights, you know, take people's back and, you know, do all kinds of stuff to him. But I think his stand-up's just a little premature right now. He's still herky-jerky, doesn't have good feint, doesn't have good head movement yet. So I think he's lacking in that department.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's crazy that you say that because he actually is he is really great on the ground. But his very first fight in Macon, he actually stood and banged with the guy for a very long time. So, you know, with that being said, I think it's going to be a good fight. Good luck to you. Good luck to Eddie Miller. You know, I think you
guys
are going to put on a hell of a show.
Than the guy he fought in Macon. I'm also a much better fighter than the guy he fought in Macon for his first fight.
I hear you.
You can swing all day and throw punches from your hips, man, but that doesn't mean you're a good striker. You know,
I heard that. I heard that, brother. Well, you know, that's all I got for the brick in the wall today. I just wanted to fire Lindsay up a little bit, but
The masonry has been laid down. The masonry has been laid down. The brick is in. Lindsay, I appreciate you so much for coming on the show. I've been Kobe. You know, I had a big impression put on me at the last Macon show. We're coming in. I believe you guys are also be following the advanced Sammy rules. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, we'll have the advanced rules, and that'll be definitely fun.
Okay.
So.
Yes, that's a big bonus for us that these guys will be fighting under those advanced AMI rules in Georgia, which will definitely add excitement and allow these guys to reach into their bags a little more when they need to for those tricks, man. Lindsay, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day and your training schedule and routine to come on the show with us. We look forward definitely to this fight, and even more so, we look forward to catching up with you after the fights, man. So thank you so much, and on behalf of me, War of the Words, and everybody in the MMA community, we wish you the best, and we look forward to seeing you on April 4th, brother.
Awesome. Thanks, man, for having me.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, that was Lindsay Jones. Make sure to check him out on Facebook, man. We've got some good – I've got an article spotlight coming up on this fight, so make sure to keep an eye on that. Woo! What a show, Kobe.
He laid it down, didn't he? He laid it down.
He laid it down pretty dang good. He laid it down pretty. And what's good, man, is I know that Mr. Miller will tune in later, and hopefully, I love good shows like this. We're gonna have him on in a couple days, and you know, gets everybody so turned up, so ready. Just like the show yesterday and the one before that, man. I just love seeing that fire come out. It makes my days go by slow. Like April 4th is never gonna get here at this rate. These guys are too damn exciting.
He made a very big point that he is a much better fighter standing in on the ground. So knowing what I know about Eddie Miller, that's going to definitely fire him up. And Eddie will be he'll be ready to fight.
Absolutely, man. We'll have him here on the show in a couple of days here, and just I think over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken, we'll get to hear his side of this epic title fight between two guys that I feel. They stack up, you know, again, at least in a paper sense, so well that this fight is just enthralling, man. If you have any love for the separate spheres of martial arts, man, this is a fight to watch because they're going to come together in beautiful harmony, man. Other than that, Kobe,
yeah.
Episode number 92 is in the books. You guys make sure to go to War of the Words on Facebook or my page or Conflict and vote on your favorite guests on War of the Words on our new poll that we got out. Going to be running that through the weekend and going to be giving some cool stuff to the winner. So support your favorite War of the Words guests. And I will go ahead and tell you that Kobe is not on there for all you mega Kobe fans because he is the co-host. So unfortunately he's not allowed to run. But so I know you got a lot of fans out there ready to hook it up for you, Kobe. But that's what I got, man. Number 92 again, I just want to thank Kobe for coming on, man. Always he finds time out of his workday. All of our sponsors, go on Facebook, check them out. You'll see him right there when you're listening to this show. They'll be right in front of you. So make sure to check out this great MMA community. Unless you got something else, baby, War of the Words is out.
I'm good, homie. Holla.
Holla. Peace.
Peace.